This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
We're here in the studio with our very special guests for the final hour of the show, and we've got Sarah Brown here with us. Now, I met Sarah in August this year at Brading Rectory Mansions, which is a really nice venue if you've not been there before. And we were at a holistic fair, and Sarah made a big impression on me because she's got a very... very nice personality, very strong personality. And
I am laughing.
Carry on though, it's good.
And I said, and I don't do this very often, Sarah, so you're honoured. I said, should we meet up for a cup of coffee? And you said, yeah, let's do that, because we couldn't really talk at the time. And you're a holistic therapist and you're a tutor and you show people how to practice Reiki and do all sorts of really interesting sort of healing art therapy courses. And when did you first move to the island?
So we moved here on the 30th of June this year. So only, I think we've just reached our 3-month mark of being on the island.
From what do you think of it so far?
Oh, we're absolutely in love with the island.
Fantastic.
Just love exploring the place, all of the beaches, the places, just amazing. It just mesmerises me everywhere I go.
Which area do you live?
In Ryde.
Oh, nice. You obviously go down the Esplanade quite a bit, do you?
Absolutely, on our low riders, yeah, on the bikes. You quite often see us.
It's nice down there, really lovely, because you can see across the mainland, can't you?
Well, on a very clear day, but other days not so.
Right, so you're going to tell us, first of all, tell us about Reiki.
What
does Reiki stand for?
So Reiki basically is just a Japanese natural healing system. Reiki meaning universal life force, so drawing upon the energy that is around us to channel and heal our energy systems in our body, known as the seven chakras.
Yes, I know where your heart chakra is, and the energy center,
the solar plexus.
Your solar plexus, yeah. Okay, because I practice Reiki myself, so I can relate to what you're saying. But it's not a hands-on thing, is it? You don't actually touch the body or the person that you're healing.
Well, actually, I'd like to disagree with that one, because
right,
it can be
okay.
Either. So very much a personal preference of how one on your client, the receiver, if they would prefer a hands-off, or if they want a hands-on, because obviously the power of touch is really therapeutic. So I actually deliver Reiki with hands-on.
Okay, that's fair enough. I don't do hands-on, but we're all different, as
absolutely
you say.
Yeah.
And there are some symbols that us Reiki healers use. Can you remember your symbols?
Yeah, so obviously you've got your chakra ray, which is your power symbol, your saheki, which is your emotional symbol, and this is the real tongue twister for me live on air, the honsei shusai nen, which is the distant healing symbol, so the one where you can actually heal people and they don't even need to be in the room with you.
I say it a bit different to you. I say honsei shosen.
Absolutely. Most people say things differently to me because I've got my own kind of language.
But you don't actually say these to the person that you're healing, do you? You sort of work them where they don't see?
You work them. You can either draw them physically with your fingers if you want to, or physically in your mind. That's the way I do it. I mean, I do actually chant them quietly in my mind when I'm working with people, but I feel it's very much about the intention you put behind the symbol. So you use the symbol for the right person, or use your intuition to use the right symbol.
Okay, it sounds like we're all taught Reiki in different ways.
Absolutely, and that is the beauty of it, because you will find many different Reiki master teachers, but you'll be drawn to the one that you're meant to go to. So the way I see it is that we are all part of one big band playing a different instrument.
Do you get many clients asking for Reiki these days?
That is one of my most popular treatments.
Wow.
And it is also one of my biggest student base too. So more and more people are actually coming to train in Reiki.
Oh, I do Indian head massage as well. Do you do that?
Yep, I do. Yep, nice one. And again, what I believe with all of these treatments is they all have the ability to heal. Mm. But for me, Reiki is the core of every single treatment that I do. It's the energy healing that I feel is more important than the actual physical healing. There is a place for all of them, of course, but the energy stuff goes in a lot deeper. It's the soul the soul level.
Because I do reflexology as well, and I combine that with Reiki.
Absolutely, perfect. Reflexology is a wonderful treatment, and anything that you combine Reiki with is just going to make it a fantastic treatment.
Right, it's Caroline looking here. I think she needs a bit of reflexology. Get your feet out, Caroline.
Well, we just need to have a bit more music. We're going to have a song from Carl Douglas, and then we'll talk a little bit more. Oh, 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 oh. It's 25 past three, and we're here with Sarah Brown, and we're having some really interesting conversations all about Reiki and being spiritual and not being spiritual. And I read, Sarah, that you describe yourself as a natural healer. How did you first sort of start getting interested in holistic therapies, and where did that come from, the fact that you're a natural healer? Did that, how did the sort of experiences make you think along those lines?
Well, from a very young age, I just knew I always was drawn to helping people, improving people's lives. I then went into various different careers, carer being one, and I found myself in a children's centre, where I guess that's where I was first introduced to the healing power of touch, if you like, when I trained as a baby massage practitioner and started to deliver baby massage courses to all of the local women in the wanted area, working alongside the health visitor team, as well as other groups, postnatal groups, breastfeeding support and that kind of thing, really. But that was my first entrance into holistic therapies, hands-on.
Okay, and you were really successful and really popular in Oxfordshire in terms of what you did. So how did that work? What was your average week in terms of sort of running a business?
So the great thing about my job, being self-employed, is my week is so varied. So on a Monday, I perhaps would have 5 or 6 clients come in, every one of them booked in to have different treatments, so varying from body massage, Reiki, reflexology. On a Tuesday, I could be delivering a body massage course to a student. On a Wednesday, I perhaps would have a Reiki student. On a Thursday, I would be delivering a workshop, and on a Friday, possibly having clients again. So my weeks were just varied. I never ever had 2 weeks the same.
Excellent. And that's what you want to continue?
Absolutely, yeah.
On the island?
Definitely.
Brilliant. So at the end, what we'll do is we'll talk about your website and how people can get in touch. But how have you found it, sort of finding clients and getting to know people on the island? Because I suppose you've built up a lot of long-term relationships, and then having to start afresh must have been quite a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we literally came to the island. We don't know anybody here, and nobody knows me or my business. So, yes, that was a big challenge. That was a bit of a drive to get my website up and running. I never had a website when I was back in Wantage, never needed one, because word of mouth always worked really well for me. So the website was a big thing, and obviously getting here and just getting out and about and meeting people. I mean, I've met some amazing people since I've been here in the health and wellbeing field, and I just find that there's so many incredible talented people on the island, but not recognised, which is kind of where I've gone down the events route here. One, for me to connect with people and get to know everybody here in the field, but two, just to actually showcase these people, because I just see some incredible talent and not enough people know about them. And when I asked locals about whether they know where there's a local reflexologist or a Reiki practitioner, nobody really seems to know. So I feel that it's a market on the island that isn't recognised enough.
Excellent, that's really good. And that's interesting. We'll hear a little bit more about the event in a minute. We'll just hear from some music from Foreigner. Now, that's the kind of music that you'd hear on the Tuesday rock show. It's sort of soft rock, you'd call it, wouldn't you?
Is it 80s?
I think early 80s, yeah. It's Foreigner, and that was yesterday. And we've been talking to Sarah Brown all about holistic therapies. And Mo just asked an interesting question. And
that was, if people understand what holistic therapy
yes,
means.
Yeah, that's it.
How would you describe it?
what I would describe as holistic is looking after the body as a whole.
The whole, yes.
The physical, mental, the spiritual, connecting all of it together. So many treatments will only focus on one area, but actually it has to be holistic. You have to look at the whole person mm-hmm. and what's going on to be able to deliver the best treatment for them.
Yeah, well, perhaps there's a few people out there like myself until a few years ago didn't understand what holistic meant, so you don't go anywhere near it.
Absolutely. I do know some people are a little bit scared off. Some people also are a little bit sceptical because holistic almost seems a little bit flimsy. So they don't give it the credit that it deserves, basically.
Mm. Have you ever had a problem with a GP who, like, poo-poos it, if you like?
No, not at all. Because luckily for me, all of my clients that have been for treatments have really benefited from them. So I've only ever had really good comments from GPs.
Mm. I know with reflexology, in some cases you have to seek a GP approval. And some I've heard, I mean, I don't know, I've never had an experience, but some I've heard have said, well, no, we don't believe in that.
Absolutely. I mean, the idea behind the GP referral is for the contraindications. It can be dangerous in some, but only in the respect of if somebody's got something like diabetes, where they've got
high
thin skin.
Pressure.
And
mm-hmm.
yeah, so just to be aware of, it's not going to have an impact on their health. I think because the doctors don't understand it enough, they are very clinical and they are scientific, so they like facts and figures and proof, whereas holistic isn't that. Holistic is working with energy, basically, the energy that we can't see. So, yes, I do accept that some of them do have a problem with it.
Right, we're just going to have a song from Jake Berg, a word from our sponsors, and then we'll talk a little bit more. I don't know what to say about that. It's Elvis Presley in The Ghetto.
Well, you just said it.
No, I know I was going to say The Unmistakable or something corny, you know, but...
Yeah, you couldn't think of anything then, could you?
No, but somebody did say to me, do we play Elvis every week? Because we have had quite a few Elvis songs. And I don't mind playing Elvis every week, do you?
Oh, no. That's part of life, isn't it, Elvis? He was there before I was born.
Anyway, we're here with Sarah Brown and we're talking all about holistic therapies and all sorts of things, aromatherapy and reflexology.
Crystals and hot stones. It's amazing, isn't it, what you can do?
Absolutely.
Mm. And you've got an event coming up in November. Well, we've got an event coming up that I said that I would get involved with, and that's because it's coming up to Christmas, Sarah and I said we would try and do something that was kind of a Christmas fair with a massive difference in that it wasn't really a Christmas fair. It was all about how you can face the festive season and relax and get the most out of it.
Absolutely. Taking the stress out of Christmas, you know, remain in balance through such a busy and stressful time of year. Yeah, that was exactly what we wanted. And yeah, I'm really confident and happy to say that I think we've created that. We've got 18 storeholders. We've got 11 workshop facilitators. So we've got lots and lots of things going on all throughout the day. So from 10 o'clock in the morning right through to 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Ryde Castle on the 19th of November.
And it's a Sunday as well, and lots of free parking outside. £2 admission per person. There'll be a raffle. And Ryde Castle's a great venue as well, isn't it?
Yeah, a lovely room. It's got it's just perfect for the amount of space that we need. And yeah, just great to get everybody under the same roof, all with the same mindset, the same ethos, and delivering some really beneficial information, basically, to our local community.
And Sarah will be there as well. So if you want to find out a little bit more about some of the things we've talked about today, please do come along and have a chat with Sarah. There'll be workshops as well. You can get food and drink. And I'm actually really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I mean, if I just tell you that at 10 o'clock we have the Crystal Harp playing, which this is, there's only two crystal harps in the country, and we're lucky enough to have one of them in Ryde. Then we've got the doTERRA oil talks, we've got Tai Chi demonstration, we've got positive tutoring, we've got a bath bomb demonstration.
Indulge Me in Ryde, isn't it?
Which
Cross Street.
I think looks really fun. We've got all sorts of talks, overcoming overwhelm. We've got a talk by Jan Harper Wales, who's just recently published her book. We've got Dana from Positive Living delivering a workshop.
They're supposed to be coming in next week, actually, Dana and Jan.
Okay.
To talk about what they do. So that'll be interesting. Okay. And we've got Tai Chi as well.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, just really a real good diverse mix of workshops and facilitators.
And if anybody wants to get in touch with you and book a treatment or book a course, what's the best way of doing it?
So, the best way is probably to have a look at my website, which is www.sourceenergy. Well done, Caroline.
By Sarah. www.sourceenergy.com/Sarah. Is that, am I right, Sarah? Is it sourceenergy.sarah.co.uk?
That's right. Well done. Thank you.
I'm glad. See, I do like to do a little bit of research.
Yeah, so I'm glad somebody knows. Maybe I should have done my research.
Where is your salon based?
So I have a treatment room, which
treatment
is based...
Room. Salon?
Yeah, I mean, salon is a bit of a distant dream for me at the moment.
Okay.
But the treatment room is based in our house in Ryde.
Okay.
Fantastic. So people can look on your website. If they're they've listened and they think, well, I could do with something, but I don't quite know what it is, can you point them in the right direction, or are they better to choose a therapy?
No, I mean, I'm always happy to chat. So my number's on the website, so if anybody wants to give me a call and discuss their treatment options. But what I do say is any treatment that they book in for that I offer, I will deliver the same healing value. So it really is choosing a treatment that you enjoy and what you're going to benefit from the most. But yeah, it's really down to personal taste and what you like.
And just give us an idea of the different treatments that you offer in case anybody hasn't picked up on them.
Okay, so I do reflexology, Indian head massage, pregnancy massage, hot stone massage.
Reiki,
thank you. Body massage, holistic facial, which I use my Dead Sea Salt products for. What else have I got?
And you teach them as well, if anybody's interested
teacher.
In a course.
Yes, so all of my therapies that I deliver, I also teach. So I've written my own courses for all of the subjects. They're all fully accredited and verified. So it does give the student the qualification to actually go and set up as a therapist if they book onto one of my courses.
Excellent. That's fantastic. And thank you very much for coming in and being our special guest for the afternoon.
And we will be the first in the queue, won't we?
Definitely.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Thank you.
And so it's coming up to 10 to 4. I'm afraid time has beaten us again, Mo. So
time flies when you're enjoying yourself, don't you?
Yeah, it does. We've got Tim Morris coming up later on.
He's in the building.
He's in the green room.
I've just seen him. He's waved at me through the door.
And he's got the evening show from 4 till 6. And Mo and I will be back again. And Sarah, thank you very much for coming in. Sarah's got a hand up.
Yeah,
5 minutes ago.
She wants to say something.
I got my hand up because I really need to get this in.
Go on.
So I just really wanted to put out there the another project that I'm working on at the moment, which is the screening of Embrace. This is a really exciting opportunity. It's the first time that this Embrace documentary has ever been screened on the island, and it is just a really lovely body image movement to raise self-esteem and body image within our community. So please have a look on my website. Tickets are available now at £15 each. It's not just the screening of the Embrace. We've got a health and wellbeing boutique beforehand, and we've got inspirational speakers, and there is certainly going to be a big wow factor finale at the end. And
is that in Ventnor?
In Ventnor Winter Gardens on the 27th of January.
Fantastic.
And if you still want to carry on the after party, we've got the bar open with music and cocktails till late. So
it's a nice place up there. Ventnor,
lovely place. And I'm really excited about it. So I'd really hope that as many of you as possible will get tickets and come and embrace.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in. And we'll leave you a bit of music. And then we've got the news on the hour at 4 o'clock. Thanks for listening. www.vectisradio.com.